Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim, my member of Avram Goldar, and here Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Samachov, the fourth parak, Rabbi Yishmael. The Zichu Masechet Avodah Zarah program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas, Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem Av Hashalom, and Zichu Nishmas, his son, Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin Av Hashalom. May the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Hamatari Yenosha Ovid Kochavim. If a Jew produces an idolater's wine impurity, meaning as kosher wine which he would sell to other Jews and pay the Akum afterwards, the Nosnim Bereshuso, and he places it in the Akum's domain, but buys a Basuch, which is Rabbim, in a house which opens into the public domain, then if it's in a city in which both Jews and idolaters reside, the wine is permitted. The Akum is afraid to touch the wine since he may be caught and lose his profit in producing this kosher wine. If only idolaters reside in the city and the Akum is not afraid of being caught, then it's prohibited unless a watchman is appointed to guard the wine. This guard does not need to sit and guard it. Even if he goes out and comes in occasionally, it's permitted since the Akum is afraid to touch it. Rav Yosef says that where a Jew's window faces the place where the wine is stored, or there's a garbage heap there, or a Jew's palm tree, it's considered a public domain since the Akum can be seen by Jews. Point number two is Tanna Braisa that whether one buys or rents a house in an idolatrous chatzer and filled it with wine, if a Jew resides in the chatzer, the wine is permitted. Even though there's no key or seal in the Jew's hand because the Akum is afraid to enter the house to touch the wine. If a Jew lives in a different chatzer, but not in the chatzer where the wine is stored, the wine is still permitted, but only if the Jew has a key or seal. The Gemara explains that the Chachamim quoted later in the Braisa mean to disagree with this ruling and prohibit such wine, ad she yeshomer yoshev meshamer, unless there's a watchman sitting and guarding it, o ad she yavo mamuna habalakitzin, or unless there's an appointee who comes at set intervals. The Gemara asks about this last clause that if he comes at set intervals, griusahu, it's a deficiency since the Akum knows when he will not come. Therefore, it's amended to be she'enu balakitzin, that he does not come at set intervals, rather at unpredictable times. And point number three, in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama said that if a Jew produces an idolater's wine impurity and stores it with an Akum in a city of idolatrous residents, the wine is prohibited unless a watchman guards it. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, Rishus ovde kochavim achasi, the domain of idolaters are all one. Amarim debate what this means. Rav Yehuda quotes the Iri saying, the Rav Shimon is coming lahakel, to be lenient, meaning the Tanakhama was saying that the wine is even prohibited if it was stored with a different idolater, meaning not the owner, and he has no excuse to touch the wine, v'chayshin l'gomuin, because we're concerned for reciprocal agreements that this Akum will allow the owner to touch the wine who return the favor when the roles are reversed. To this, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar asked, do you think all idolatrous domains are one? They are not, and the wine would be permitted when stored with a different Akum. Rav Nachman quotes Ziri saying that Rav Shimon is coming lahachmir, to be stringent. Accordingly, the Tanakhama is not concerned for gomelin, and Rav Shimon said that all domains of idolaters are one, and we are concerned for gomelin. A Braisa supports Rav Nachman's opinion. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Hamatari Yenosho Ovid Kochavim, if a Jew produces an idolatrous wine impurity, meaning as kosher wine, which he would sell to other Jews and pay the Akum afterwards, but Nosnim Bereshuso, and he places it in the Akum's domain, but buys a Basuch, which is Rabbim, in a house which opens into the public domain, then if it's in a city in which both Jews and idolaters reside, the wine is permitted. The Akum is afraid to touch the wine since he may be caught and lose his profit in producing this kosher wine. If only idolaters reside in the city, and the Akum is not afraid of being caught, then it's prohibited unless a watchman is appointed to guard the wine. This guard does not need to sit and guard it. Even if he goes out and comes in occasionally, it's permitted since the Akum is afraid to touch it. Rav Yosef says that where a Jew's window faces the place where the wine is stored, or there's a garbage heap there, or a Jew's palm tree, it's considered a public domain since the Akum can be seen by Jews. Point number two is Tanna Braisa that whether one buys or rents a house in an idolatrous chatzer and filled it with wine, if a Jew resides in the chatzer, the wine is permitted. Even though there's no key or seal in the Jew's hand because the Akum is afraid to enter the house to touch the wine. If a Jew lives in a different chatzer, but not in the chatzer where the wine is stored, the wine is still permitted, but only if the Jew has a key or seal. The Gemara explains that the Chachamim quoted later in the Braisa mean to disagree with this ruling and prohibit such wine, ad she yeshomer yoshev meshamer, unless there's a watchman sitting and guarding it, or unless there's an appointee who comes at set intervals. The Gemara asks about this last clause, that if he comes at set intervals, griusahu, it's a deficiency, since the Akum knows when he will not come. Therefore, it's amended to be she'enu balakitzin, that he does not come at set intervals, rather at unpredictable times. And point number three, in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama said that if a Jew produces an idolater's wine impurity and stores it with an akum in a city of idolatrous residents, the wine is prohibited unless a watchman guards it. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, Rishus ovde kochavim achasi, the domain of idolaters are all one. Amarim debate what this means. Rav Yehuda quotes Zairi saying, the Rav Shimon is coming lahakel, to be lenient, meaning the Tanakhama was saying that the wine is even prohibited if it was stored with a different idolater, meaning not the owner, and he has no excuse to touch the wine, v'chayshin l'gomwin, because we're concerned for reciprocal agreements that this akum will allow the owner to touch the wine, who return the favor when the roles are reversed. To this, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar asked, do you think all idolatrous domains are one? They are not, and the wine would be permitted when stored with a different akum. Rav Nachman quotes Ziri saying that Rav Shimon is coming lahachmir, to be stringent. Accordingly, the Tanakhama is not concerned for gomelin, and Rav Shimon said that all domains of idolaters are one, and we are concerned for gomelin. A brisa supports Rav Nachman's opinion. All right, so now we get our siman daf samach aleph, and our standard siman is a saw, and we often have a magician doing the sawing a person in half trick. So here goes. The magician who had a side business to produce an idolater's wine to sell to Jews and use his magician saw to make an opening to the Rishus HaRabim and kept his own wine in a house he rented in an idolater's chatzer where another Jew resided who didn't have the key, wouldn't store wine with an akum who wasn't the owner of the wine he produced because chayshin legomuin. So once again, slow motion. The magician who had a side business to produce an idolater's wine to sell to Jews and use his magician saw, that must be on daf samach aleph. The magician who had a side business to produce an idolater's wine to sell to Jews and use his magician saw to make an opening to the Rishus HaRabim, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hamatari yeno she'ovde kochavim, if a Jew produces an idolater's wine impurity, meaning as kosher wine which he would sell to other Jews and pay the Akum afterwards, but knows the Rishuso, and he places it in the Akum's domain, in a house which opens into Rishus HaRabim, then if it's in a city in which both Jews and idolaters reside, the wine is permitted. The Akum is afraid to touch the wine since he may be caught and lose his profit in producing this kosher wine. So the magician who had a side business produce an idolater's wine to sell to Jews and use his magician saw to make an opening to Rishus HaRabim and kept his own wine in a house he rented in an idolater's chatzer where another Jew resided who didn't have the key, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa that whether one buys or rents a house in an idolater's chatzer and filled it with wine, if a Jew resides in the chatzer, the wine is permitted even though there's no key or seal in the Jew's hand because the Akum is afraid to enter the house to touch the wine. If a Jew lives in a different chatzer, but not in the chatzer where the wine is stored, the wine is still permitted, but only if the Jew has a key or seal. So the magician who had a side business produced an idolater's wine to sell to Jews and used his magician saw to make an opening to the Rishus HaRabim and kept his own wine in a house he rented in an idolater's chatzer where another Jew resided who didn't have the key, wouldn't store wine with an akum who wasn't the owner of the wine he produced because chayshin legomlin, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses storing wine with a different akum who's not the owner, and whether we're chayshin legomlin, we're concerned of reciprocal agreements that this akum will allow the owner to touch the wine, who will return the favor when the roles are reversed. So once again, the magician who had a side business to produce an idolater's wine to sell to Jews and use his magician saw to make an opening to Rishus HaRabim and kept his own wine in a house he rented in an idolater's chatzer where another Jew resided who didn't have the key, wouldn't store wine with an akum who wasn't the owner of the wine he produced because chayshin legomlin. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf Nun Zayin. So the simmer Daf Nun Zayin is a nose. So here goes. When the baby idolater stuck his doll with a long nose, that must be on Daf Nun Zayin. When the baby idolater stuck his doll with a long nose into a barrel of wine, forbidding it, which reminds us, we discuss an akum who unintentionally touches wine. And Rav ruled, Tinok ben Yomo hu osi yayin nesach, even a one-day-old infant who touches wine makes it yayin nesach. So when the baby idolater stuck his doll with a long nose into a barrel of wine forbidding it, the slave of the house who was purchased more than 12 months ago and stopped mentioning his idol, which reminds us, Shmuel said that one purchased slaves from an idolater, even though they circumcised and immersed in a mikvah, they still make wine they touch into Yai Nesach until the mention of idolatry disappears from their mouths. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said this requires 12 months. So when the baby idolater stuck his doll with a long nose into a barrel of wine, forbidding it, the slave of the house who was purchased more than 12 months ago and stopped mentioning his idol, tried to save a bucket of wine from an angry goy who stuck his hand into it by throwing it into a larger barrel, which reminds us, Anakim once entered a Jewish store in Mechoz and asked if there was wine for sale, and they said there was none. The Anakim noticed wine sitting in a bucket. He thrust his hand into it and said, "I love Chamruhu, is this not wine?" The Jew angrily seized the bucket and threw it into a barrel of wine, indicating to the Anakim that he could not have it. Rava permitted all the wine to be sold to idolaters since his intent was not for libation, and Rav Huna Brei Rav Nachman prohibited it. Daf Nun Ches. So the Siman Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. It was a rough day at Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper's cafe. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper? That must be on Daf Nun Ches. It was a rough day at Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper's cafe, when an idolatrous official examining the wine punctured the seal of a cask and sucked out some wine, which reminds us, Abai quoted a braisa to disprove Rava's opinion on the previous daf regarding an official who examines wine who is an idolater who punctured a barrel with a straw and sucked up wine, or tasted wine from a cup and returned the remaining wine to the barrel. Such an incident occurred, and the rabbis prohibited all the wine in the barrel. Presumably, this means it's prohibited even in Hana, proving that even touching wine without intent for libation fully prohibits it. So it was a rough day at Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper's cafe, when an idolatrous official examining the wine punctured the seal of a cask and sucked out some wine, while two rabbis mistakenly asked an idolater to pour them a drink, which reminds us, Rav Yochanan ben Arza and Rav Yossi ben Norai were sitting and drinking wine and told someone, Ta'ashkinan, come pour us a drink, after he poured the wine into the cup and emerged that he was an Akum. One of them prohibited the wine even for Hana, and the other permitted it even for drinking. The Gemara continues, explaining the rationale for both. So it was a rough day at Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper's cafe, when an idolatrous official examining the wine punctured the seal of a cask and sucked out some wine, while two rabbis mistakenly asked an idolater to pour them a drink. At the same time, an idolatrous customer who just purchased a souvenir water bottle poured water into wine and diluted it. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi asked Rabbi Yochanan what the halacha is regarding an idolater who dilutes wine with water. Rabbi Yochanan ruled on the question, Aser, it's forbidden to drink Mishum Lech Lech Amri Nazira, because of the principle we tell the Nazir, go away, go away, go around, do not approach the vineyard. Although it's permitted for a Nazir to enter a vineyard, we warn him to stay away from one to avoid the temptation to consume its produce. Similarly, although wine diluted by an Akum is fundamentally permitted, since he didn't touch it at all but merely moved it by pouring water into it, the rabbis decreed not to drink it. Daf Nun Tes. So the Siman Daf Nun Tes is a knight in shining armor. So here goes. The Yid who hired one knight, that must be on Daf Nun Tes, knight in shining armor. The Yid who hired one knight in shining armor to stop idolaters from carrying grapes to the wine press, which reminds us, Rav Kahana was asked, may an idolater bring grapes to the wine press? Tosef explains that after bringing the grapes to the wine press, the transporter empties the grapes into the treading basin, which contains flowing wine. He replied, Aser is forbidden, Mishum Lech Lech Amru Nazir, because of the principle of, we tell the Nazir, go away, go away, Schor Schor L'Karmel L'Tikrav, go around, do not approach the vineyard. So the Yid who hired one knight in shining armor to stop idolaters from carrying grapes to the wine press, and another knight to collect payment from the goy who made the Jews' wine, Yai Nesach, which reminds us, Rav Ashi ruled that if an Akum pours a Jew's wine as a libation, prohibiting it in any benefit, although he can't sell it to another idolater, it's mutter to collect its value from the Akum who prohibited it. He explained, Mikkel Kalye, the Akum essentially burned the wine, thus he's not selling him Yai Nesach, but collecting payment for permitted wine that the Akum destroyed. So the Yid who hired one knight in shining armor to stop idolaters from carrying grapes to the wine press, and another knight to collect payment from the goy who made the Jews' wine, Yai Nesach, was upset when a third knight stuck his armored hand into a wine barrel opening to stop the wine from flowing out, which reminds us, the Gemara relates an incident in which the spigot of a wine barrel fell out, and an Akum jumped forward and placed his hand in the opening to stop the wine from flowing out. Rav Papa ruled all the wine which is by the spigot, meaning the opening, is forbidden, v'idach shari, and the rest of the wine in the barrel is permitted even for drinking. This wine is not considered one unit with the wine in the opening, so the Akum is not viewed as having touched the rest of the wine. The Gemara presents another version for Rav Papa. Daf Samach. So the Simmer Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The Yid walking behind an idolater carrying a full flask of wine that had a mutter smiley face sticker on it. Smiley face sticker? That must be on Daf Samach. The Yid walking behind an idolater carrying a full flask of wine that had a mutter smiley face sticker on it, which reminds us, Rav Papa said that if an Akum is carrying Zika, a tied leather flask of wine, and Yisrael is walking behind him, then Mal Yashare, if the flask is full, it's permitted to Lemakarkesh, because he cannot agitate the wine by shaking the flask, so there's no concern of Nisach. However, Chasira Asir Dilma Makarkesh, if it's lacking, meaning it's not completely filled, it's prohibited because perhaps he might agitate the wine for Nisach by shaking the flask. So the Yid walking behind an idolater carrying a full flask of wine that had a mutter smiley face sticker on it. Notice that next to where an idolater wearing a mutter smiley face shirt was crushing grapes with koach kocho, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses an akum pressing grapes bekocho or bekoach kocho, where he crushed the grapes with the force of his force, meaning he turned the screw which lowers the beam onto the grapes. So the Yid walking behind an idolater carrying a full flask of wine that had a mutter smiley face sticker on it. Notice that next to where an idolater wearing a mutter smiley face shirt was crushing grapes with koch kocho, an akum had fallen into a Jew's wine pit, arose, which reminds us, if an akum fell into a wine pit and arose, thereby directly touching the wine, but unintentionally, or he measured it with a reed or struck away a hornet with a reed where, although he intended to touch it, he did so indirectly and for a specific purpose, or was tapping the top of a foaming barrel where he touched it directly, but not in the manner of Nisach, incidents occurred with all these cases, and the rabbis ruled that the wine is sold to idolaters. All right, so now it's time to cuckoo with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is in a case where an akum fell into a Jew's wine pit and arose, thereby directly touching the wine, but unintentionally? That's on daf Samach. Good. Number two. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is when an akum dilutes wine with water? That's on daf Nunches. Good. Number three. Which stuff do you discuss storing wine with an akum who's not the owner of the wine and whether a chayshin legomlin? That's on daf Samachal. Good. Number four. Which stuff do you learn that even an idolater's one-day-old infant who touches wine makes it yai nesach? That's on daf Nun Zion. Good. Number five. Which stuff do you discuss an akum pressing grapes bekocho or bekoch kocho? That's on daf Samach. Good. Number six. Which stuff do you discuss the incident of the Akum who agitated wine with his hand? That's on daf Nun Zion. Good. Number seven. Which stuff do you discuss buying or renting a house in an idolater's chatzer to store wine? That's on daf Samachal. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do you discuss harvesting and treading grapes with an Akum? That's on daf Nun Hey. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do you discuss a Jew producing idolater's wine to sell his kosher wine and his placing it in the Akum's domain? That's on daf Samachal. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you learn that if one returns the strainer's contents to the treading basin, the wine in the basin is prohibited? That's on daf Nunvav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.